This is Adam Silver, a.k.a. The Commish, and this is The Commish Report. Yeah, all right, everybody. Hey, it's Adam, The Commish, like I just said. So I got two takes for you on week one. Short take. Hey, Trey, welcome to the NFL. It looks like no one can blame Jimmy anymore, but to be fair, the offensive line played exactly how they played last season. And so did Shanahan, as he sat on a 10-0 lead like it was a gimme. Some are saying that Trey is Kaepernick 2.0. Ooh, that's awkward. Anyway, all right, longer take. First game in the books for the 2022 season, and it was one to be forgotten. By the way, this is about 49ers, because I'm a 49ers fan. As soon as Deebo Samuel was stripped of the ball of what appeared to be a certain touchdown drive, the tone was set for what would be, and proved to be, a long and frustrating afternoon. Now, statistically speaking, the Niners won this game. Seriously, most rushing yards, most passing yards, most yards per play, most first downs, time of possession, etc. Lance had a few nice throws that make you understand why he has so much potential, and then he had a few passes that were high, behind, and clearly telegraphed. Frustrating if you're a fan, but this wasn't completely unexpected. Sadly, the kid has only two starts under his belt. He was virtually unseen during preseason. What's up with that? Preseason used to be a time to fine-tune. Now it's nothing more than a mechanism to weed out the players that won't make the team. Yeah, it keeps the starters fresh and uninjured, but it also prevents players, especially the young ones like Trey, from getting valuable game time reps, and that's important. That said, his job would have been easier if it weren't for a piss-poor O-line that couldn't pass protect, even though the Bears' D was not blitzing. I don't care who's lining up under center. If you don't have time to throw, it's difficult to run any offense. The D actually played well other than a few pass coverage plays and untimely penalties. In fact, the worst part of this day, besides the monsoon weather, was the nonstop backbreaking penalties that either stalled or, more often than not, extended Bears drives. Yeah, a few were questionable to be sure, but 12 tells me that this team has discipline issues that have to be cleaned up. That's the responsibility of the coaching staff, seriously. And in the direction of the team goes from here, we'll see. It's one game. And when I look around the league at games played today, it's obvious there's a lot of sloppy play on opening day. The Rams and Cards have both been spanked, so that's pretty cool. Now, I'm counting on these mistakes being cleaned up more and more focused as time goes on. A George Kittle appearance will be playing the field would also be nice. We'll see. To end it, hashtag no time to panic. See you next week. This has been The Commish Report.